trying to get some clarification on objectification and proliferation.
Yeah.
For him, it seems like objectification was simply closing down a possibility, and proliferation is more multiplication of possibilities.
Well, I mean, I think one of the things is these are all attempts to translate, say, a word or a concept that the Buddha is giving, and each will have their nuances, so that, say, proliferation has a sense of, you know, it's just sort of going on and on. Objectification has a sense of sort of separation and solidifying, but I mean, it does have a, as long as you're objectifying, then you're almost like you're abdicating responsibility, because it's like a real external object that's completely, you don't have anything to do with it, all of us. So those are the different nuances. They all, I think that's where it's really helpful to have these different translations, because then you start to get a feel of where, well, what the Buddha is pointing to, and just that sense of how all these different words, like diversification, complication, obsession, those all have a certain sense of what it is. Also, like another way of getting a feeling for what that word papancha means is also like when the Buddha points to the, say, what is the roots of papancha, it points to three different qualities. Tanha, of course, desire leading to suffering. Ditti, views, like views and opinions, views and speculation. And mana, the sense of mana, the sense of self or self conceit. And conceit is in the sense of comparing oneself. One is equal, one's better, one's worse. So that establishing oneself as a separate self that is somehow compared to and is better, worse, or equal than others, and so there's always a separation. So that's another aspect of what is that? It's because being objectified or proliferated about or complicated.